Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Friday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Alexa users can now delete recordings of things they have asked their device throughout the day. Previously, a similar tool existed but was only available on the Alexa app and website. Now, users just have to say, "Alexa, delete everything I said today." Amazon said this software update, which was announced Wednesday, was made to give Alexa users better control over their privacy. The change comes shortly after public criticisms of the e-commerce company for requiring sensitive, identifying information from Amazon Echo.Keys Edition users. US state legislators are working on bills to require consumer permission for any smart device to create voice recordings. Microsoft is opening its first European store in the UK on July 11th. The software giant will launch this new store at Oxford Circus in London, at the junction of Regent Street and Oxford Street, which both house many of the world's most popular retail stores. Microsoft is planning to include immersive video walls, a community theater, workshops, training areas, and even an answer desk for tech support. The site will also include Microsoft's range of service hardware, Xbox consoles, and devices from other PC makers. Visitors will also be able to try devices like Microsoft HoloLens alongside the company's other mixed reality headsets that are available. A GCHQ proposal that will enable eavesdropping on encrypted chat services has been condemned as a serious threat to digital security and human rights. In an open letter signed by more than 50 companies, civil society organizations and security experts, including Apple, WhatsApp, Liberty and Privacy International, GCHQ was called on to abandon its so-called Ghost Protocol and instead focus on protecting privacy rights, cybersecurity, public confidence and transparency. Facebook Coin, or Global Coin as it's been dubbed internally, will roll out in a dozen countries in 2020 and will undergo live testing by the end of this year, according to a report by the BBC. The goal of the highly secretive stablecoin, which Facebook staff have cryptically taken to calling Project Libra, will reportedly be to compete with banks and function as a global online payments system with dramatically reduced fees. The token will be pegged to a basket of fiat currencies, including US dollar and the Japanese yen, according to the BBC. London's transport network TfL says it's working closely with Apple to enable a new Apple Pay Express Transit feature. Apple first introduced Express Transit in iOS 12.3 earlier this month, allowing Apple Pay users to simply hold their devices at transit terminals without having to authenticate via Touch ID or Face ID. It's a very useful feature that speeds up entry into subway or train stations, and it's extremely fast compared to having to authenticate. It also works on Apple Watch without the need to double tap the side button. This was your shot of tech coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.